everybody, and welcome to this meeting of the Exmouth Town Council Planning Committee on Monday the 6th of November. The first item on the agenda is apologies for absence, and we have them from Councillor David Paul. Do we have any more at all? Okay. We don't have any public speakers here expecting the Devon Court. Okay, so we'll move to item number two.
Just to point out that Councillor Bailey is technically here as a member of the public though, because he's not on the planning committee.
Okay.
Good evening, Chair. I've put myself on the sheet as an observer.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I promised the planning officer I would not speak. I can't speak to you now. I have to speak to you because you're the chairman, and I apologise.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm really sure you don't speak, sir. So, item number two on the agenda is the minutes of the meeting held on the 23rd October, for which I am eternally grateful to my colleague, Councillor Duncan, for chairing. He's also coming back from the booth yesterday. So, although you have a proposal, thanks, it's been a month. We have a proposer, Councillor DC, and seconder, Councillor Dumper. All those in favour? Yeah, you're right. That is carried. So they are noted. We now move to item three, declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. I have one, I think. And I can't remember what I did last time. I think I stepped out while it was being discussed. The 67 Victor Street. I know the applicants and the situation, and I just feel I'm a little bit too close to it to have anything to do with it at all. Because it's returned following a refused application. Okay, and also I don't think. No, there's nothing to do with licensing today, so as far as I can tell.
No.
So, don't need to do that one. Okay. Item number four is urgent business. I don't think there is any. So, we now move to a planning in principle. Yes, you know about this, didn't you?
Yeah.
A planning in principle application, 232299 PIC. For 28 Cranford Avenue, permission in principle for demolition of dwelling and construction of three new dwellings. This isn't something we see very often, and Rod has pointed out there's a, in consultation with Graham, that there's a large number of documents that have just arrived that we have no chance of reading before tonight. I think that's fair. And because it's a slightly complicated situation with the agreement of the of the committee, we will also delegate that to
our
members, if that's okay. So at some point over the next few days, if you could you just be in contact with them and see what they think, or at some point before the application closing date. Is that okay with the committee?
The 28 Cranford Avenue, there's a very late application which arrived Friday afternoon, I think it was, and I saw it this morning. It's a 70-page document for all three houses, but Ron's managed to go through a lot of it. And so there's a lot of it's historical information, but what the chairman's saying is that they're delegating really to ward members to have a look at it. Do we circulate through Ron's, presumably?
Yeah.
Who will then circulate to members just to seek approval electronically? Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll email yourselves and Councillor Paul,
who's
the other Littleham ward. Between the three of you, you need to.
There isn't one, it will happen very rapidly today. But not yet. Ron's will send out to me.
And it's a slightly different type of application as well, because it's a planning in principle thing, which, yeah. Do you want to explain that briefly?
Yeah, so it's a planning in principle application, which I've never seen before, so I have contacted Planning West about it. It's a bit like an outline application, but it's a bit lighter touch is the way it was explained to me. So it's just establishing in principle for the it's a site that we've looked at before. It's the applications for the development of 3 dwellings on the site. And it is purely just to agree in principle, or not agree, in principle for the development of 3 dwellings on the site. But what's unusual about this that threw me completely is we only got 14 days to comment on it rather than 21, hence why this has come under urgent business, and which is why Councillor Doozy is suggesting that it's deferred as a ward decision because nobody's had a chance to look at it. So it'll be between, if I liaise with yourselves and Councillor Poole, but we need to, the comment date limit is the 10th of November, so we need to comment by then.
So it's agreed in principle?
It's an application to agree in principle. At the moment, it's one single large house on the site. It's already got permission for 10 apartments to be built on that site.
I think that's what it's come up before.
Yes, it's come up a lot. And prior to that, it was for development of a dementia care home. That was refused, but it's actually got planning approval for an apartment block of 10 apartments. So this is a revised application. They want to agree in principle for 3 dwellings to go on the site.
So if it's agreed in principle, what does that mean?
It means that it comes back again for a sort of like a reserved matters. It's called something else. It's called a technical, I've forgotten the name of it, a technical something. It will come back again for all the finer detail, but this is just to establish principle of 3 dwellings on the site. That is it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ross.
Just to ask, I have a feeling this is a new category of planning application that's actually come through some recent changes in rules.
It's new by 8 years, apparently, but we've never seen it. Yeah. I was shocked as well.
Thank you, Ross.
Okay, so just, I don't
think
we need to agree anything. Councillor
Rosser. Yeah, can I ask why would you apply for planning in principle and not just for planning permission? Is there some benefit to that?
I don't know. I mean, I would only assume it's a very sort of groundwork way of seeing whether or not it's worth bothering with it any further.
I asked the same question, and the answer I got was, it's quite expensive submitting planning applications in terms of all the reports, etc., that you have to get. So this is just rather than somebody forking out a lot of money for something that they might not get, it is a way of just as a light touch, it's a cheaper way for them to do it. If they've got the principle, then they would be minded then to go forward and take that forward and have more reports done, etc. So it's
they're trying to get planning permission without providing the evidence to say that they should have proof.
No, because they'll have to do that later on. This is just basically testing the water going in principle. Yeah. Is this something which may, you know, which is likely or unlikely to happen? Just given the very basic details, but then later on things like the height of the building, all of the normal planning considerations, they will then go and do all the reports for that. So it's not, I don't think it's a way of getting around planning. So it is like the outline thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Just so on that, do we need, does anybody have any objections to the Litherland councillors making that decision? Us delegating that decision to them. If you do, for
one case, four and one case against?
There's 3 of you, so theoretically that shouldn't happen.
Okay.
Because Councillor Paul will be...
One could abstain.
We'll see what happens. I guess at that point then we'll come back to the chair. Let's assume that's not going to happen at this point. And we can have a discussion. If we can maybe get that done,
if we can maybe aim to get
that done by the 9th, and then that gives you the 10th to have a big fight.
Okay.
A big argument. That would make sense. So speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, excellent. So that will do that by that. The next one is an application, a late application, which I have had a little chance to look at for the town board. We'll do that in the town board section.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we now move to item 5 on the agenda, tree and advertising consent. Planning application 23199 tree. The location is at the Sow Farm, north of Bystock Stables. Okay. I won't read everything because it's just been pointed out to me the application has been deferred pending a site visit by the tree officer, so we don't have that report. So we will we'll leave it until we go. And I see the date now. So the application, we don't have to do that by a certain date. Okay, that's fine. Well, that was quick. Well done, everyone. So now we move to planning applications. Brixington, planning application 232191VAR. Three letters we have right here at the moment. 51 Little Meadow. The variation of condition 2 on the approved plans from application 230260 full, which was a proposed extension to the rear and side of a semi-detached dwelling to incorporate changes to the extension roof and fenestration. County Highways have been consulted but not commented, and East End Trees has been consulted but not commented. This pertains to Exmouth neighbourhood policy. I'm annoyed I still have to read it. EV2. New development should be mindful of surrounding building styles and ensure a higher level of design, as exemplified in the Avenue's design statement of 2005. Councillor Coleman has said he has an objection. Would you like to speak on it, Councillor Coleman?
Yeah, it's a fairly small variation on what was a original application. I think it was approved some time ago. So what seems to be changes seems to be a change to the roof style. So I can't see any reason to object. So I favour sort of approval.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cherry Nicholas.
Well, to be honest, I was a bit confused because they're trying to overturn something that was set in stone, more or less. Well, that's the way I looked at it. Can you get the application up? Because it was conditions that were attached by planning and East Devon.
The previous conditions?
Yeah.
Mm.
So you think that the new application goes against the conditions that were imposed?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine, we can have a look at that.
I was sat there this morning looking at it again and I was thinking, they say condition 2, but I think that they're more trying to wheel condition 3.
Okay.
I mean, I don't object to being told I'm wrong, but...
Can we now look at the new...
Yeah.
Because if there are roof lights on the east, then that does suggest you are correct. Well spotted. Yeah, that is condition 3, isn't it, rather than condition 2?
Condition 2 just says that it's got to be built in accordance with the approved plans,
yeah.
Though.
So they want to build. Well, I guess that makes sense as well.
And looking at that, on one of these. I had my laptop out to try and get it up so I can read it.
So where's the...
The proposed rear.
Oh, the new lot, fence station.
So they don't think they've. It depends which side is the east, doesn't it?
It's built right on the border.
No windows, doors, lizard shot open on the side, east side. I don't think they've changed the elevations on that side. So this is the west. Oh, here's east. So this is the east.
That's the new one, isn't it?
As amended. And they haven't changed the east side, I don't think.
That's the old one.
Yeah. Front. We haven't got a proposed east, have we? Because I don't think they're changing the east.
That's, it's hard to say because there they've called it front,
so
back and side, and on this one they've called it
side. Yeah, that's not,
Hence my confusion.
Can we
this
move
is
to,
the
can we
west,
move to the notes,
that's
or,
the east.
The red notes.
Yeah, but that's on the west elevation.
Right. Mm. Can we zoom in and look and see what the red notes say on there?
On this, yeah. Roof design.
Additional window to the north elevation.
So this is the, that's amended east.
But you don't get to see the east on the old application.
I don't know what the...
So how can we compare? That's silly. Because on the other one, they called it front, back and rear, and on this one they called it east.
Yeah.
So look, that's the north one. And they've got an extra window
there.
Okay.
Proposed rear. So that's the north.
Sorry about this. So they've got
this one.
That's the north.
But they were concerned with the east, weren't they?
Yeah,
No. Cherry thought that they were trying to overcome condition three. But it isn't. It's condition two.
Yeah.
So that's
it's not.
It's because they're putting that is different.
Yeah, I agree.
So, there is a diagram of the current application there is a diagram or a drawing showing sort of a block drawing looking like it. There are no windows on the east side.
On the site plan.
So can you have a look at that for us, please? Again, make sure we're interpreting correctly.
That would be north,
east side,
south.
This side.
That's east, there is no.
There's no windows in that, is there?
No.
It's not. Cherry's picked up that she thinks that it's condition three, which applies to the east side, but it's not. It's nothing to do with condition three.
So
it's condition two, which is just the approved plans. So they've deviated from the approved plans.
Yeah.
But it's to do with the rear elevation, the north facing elevation, where there's an extra window being put in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
So this went on the north amended north elevation on the original plans. That's the original plans that have been approved, and that's the plans that they've now put forward. So there's an extra window. You've got the patio doors and two windows either side.
Yeah.
That's what they're asking for amended. That's what was originally agreed.
So they're putting
a big door here. They've moved the position of the patio doors and they've put another
window
in. Now, what that reflects in terms of internal changes, I don't know, but that's what it is.
Okay, so the window's on the north, the additional window. So.
Well, if the rest of you
are one being,
then there's five
of us. Okay.
Yeah,
you have to second it.
Confused.
Yeah, no. I think you've seen how long it's taken us to work that out, so don't feel confused by yourself. So we have eight. Oh, is anybody else want to comment on that at all? I think we're done with that one, aren't we? Sorry. We have proposed and seconded for approval in that case. You're helping to second it, are you? That in mind. Okay.
Who's proposed it, sorry?
It was Councillor Coleman and
okay.
Councillor Nicholas. So all those in favour? Thank you very much. Anybody against? And any abstentions? Okay. Right, so we now move to Holston.
No.
All right, Tim. Okay. So pleased. We now move to Lidham. Planning application 221910M4, the Devoncourt Hotel. We have deferred this application to the next meeting. And we are delighted to be able to do that because there are, I believe, 125 documents. I would not suggest you read them all. But read what you feel you need to. No, I shouldn't say read them all, but yeah. So we now move to application number 23220941A Jarvis Close. These are revised proposals for the construction of a two-storey dwelling with associated car parking and amenity space, previously submitted under 22-15164. So, please note, consent has been given for an additional dwelling on the site under application 211853 full. The revised proposal seeks permission for a second new dwelling, bringing the total to three. The previous application under 221564 was refused on the grounds of the provision of an additional dwelling on the site and the resulting configuration of private amenity space for each property is such that the arrangement results in a permanent loss of outside private amenity to future residents of the original dwelling, which is considered as an outcome of overdevelopment. The position of fenestration of the proposed new dwelling would impact upon the amenity of occupiers of adjoining residential property whose garden would be overlooked. The layout of the bedroom accommodation in this new application has been adjusted so that the windows do not directly overlook the garden of the original dwelling to overcome the concern relating to the previous design. Highways have been consulted and not commented. East End trees have not commented yet. The Camp Housing ex council house assistant programme works officer has been consulted. The Environment Health have suggested restricted construction hours, and the contaminated land officer should be contacted should any contamination be found. We have had no representations. Again, this is excellent neighbourhood planning policy, EB2. Councillor David Paul has said he would still maintain his objection to this, as he still thinks it's overdevelopment of the site. So we will now move Councillor Mike Rosser.
Yeah, I have problems assessing this because when I was looking at it earlier, the proposed north elevation and the proposed south elevation didn't seem to illustrate the same building to me. And I was trying to access the documents again and was told they weren't available.
Right.
I don't know if they're available now, but...
Let's have a look.
Yeah, so perhaps I misassessed them.
Which one are you trying to look at?
The north and south elevations. I can't remember which ones. There's three documents with elevations on them.
The existing.
First, and then try the second, and then try the third.
So which ones?
Sorry?
Try the existing and then the proposed.
No, not existing. Try that.
So this is very
proposed.
Ground floor.
And existing.
Yeah.
See if that brings up one of them. The south ones. So that's the south, I think.
Mm.
No, that's the north, isn't it?
South.
South. Yeah, okay, that's south. So if you look on the right-hand side, that shows the flat roof to the rear of the building.
Mm.
Okay, now if you bring up the north, I don't think it shows that. I may be wrong.
That's not that nice. Oh, I see.
Yeah. So... perhaps I'm misreading it.
Yeah, is it there?
Scroll up a little bit.
It's a bit of a flat roof elevation.
Scroll up.
on the side there.
Doesn't seem to match to me.
Mm.
I can see what you're saying internally.
Mm.
Pitch roof, not flat roof. So on that basis, I think I would object, because I'm not really sure what they're asking us to approve here. I think if it was a pitch roof, then I probably wouldn't object, because my main concern with the previous application was the impact on the little bungalow next to it. But because if they are pushing it backwards away from the bank,
I would
have less concern.
It's a bit strange.
But just concerned that it doesn't show that on the south elevation.
That's the rear. This is the the front, isn't it?
There was one more document. We said roof.
That's sorting.
Yeah, it doesn't show either of those locations.
It doesn't show that one
either. It shows the westward system.
France.
Mm.
There is one more document.
Is there? This one?
Yeah.
Roof.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
So it is pitched. So that is the elevation towards the bungalow. But it's projecting.
Well, why does on the south elevation? Why does it show flat roof?
I don't know.
If it's pitched.
Mm. That is, looking at it, I think it is slightly, it's not very...
I think the two to compare is...
It is. I think that is pitched there, but it's very shallow, because it's shallow there. And that's the cladding on the side, the cladding here.
That
sort of face,
yeah.
I think it is...
Very slightly.
Yeah.
And that doesn't seem...
But because the pitch goes behind it is difficult to tell, but it definitely pitched there, isn't it? Because there's a roof light as well that's visible.
Bearing that in mind.
I mean, it's the north and the south that seems matched to me, or didn't. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, so Mike, what are your views on it, bearing that in mind?
I still don't really understand what I'm looking at, to be honest.
Can you
put the north one up again?
Mike, with regards to any other planning considerations, how would you...
I think if it was flat, then I'd be concerned about... bearing in mind next door is a small bungalow, about the impact, the overbearing impact on that dwelling. If it's pitched and pitched away from the boundary, I think I would have no objection.
Okay, let's see what Councillor Deasy thinks about this.
Thank you, Chair. I share Councillor Moore's concerns really about the overdevelopment of the site. It's the new proposal is basically backing on to where the public toilet block is, and there's talk about building a block of flats there as well, although nothing has been decided on that, I accept that, but it is filling in what I would call any sort of open aspect at that particular point, and certainly if something's built on that car park there, it would just sort of be incredibly urbanised, for want of a better expression. I'll be hard persuaded to say it's a good suggestion to build there. I don't know in planning terms whether I have the right to object, but I just think it is overcrowding in a fairly tight area, and I think on that ground alone I would say no, I would object.
Okay.
We've just pulled the site plan up
on
the screen, so you can see where the proposed dwelling is in relation to the Jarvis Close toilets and the existing residents.
That's a lot, isn't it? Have they got all the, they have got things like community space and bins?
The planning officer previously was concerned that, so this is the footprint of three dwellings. So one dwelling here with their amenity space here. You've got, this is the what is in front of us, the planning application for a third dwelling here with their amenity space here. But the existing building, which is the other dwelling, the garden is down the side, down here. So it's separated from the house. I think that's what they were saying, that the provision of private amenity space is the resulting configuration of the private amenity space for each property results in a permanent loss of outside private amenity to future residents for the original dwelling, because they are having to go down the side of it and to get to their garden.
Yeah. Okay. Councillor Rossi, can you remind me how you felt about this? Because you've got one person who's in the room who's objected to it.
Sorry?
At this stage. How do you feel having seen that? Does that change your mind as
well? Well, I'm surprised that that's a planning consideration, the fact that you've got to walk down the path to get to your garden. Why would that be a reason to refuse planning? I don't understand that. I mean, lots of people have to do that, people live in flats and so on. I'm tempted to abstain because I don't really understand this. The north and south elevation to me don't seem to match up, so I don't know what I'm being asked to.
Okay, that's fair enough. So we have a proposer for objection. Just so we can move this forward, if I second that from the chair, and then we can see what we think as a committee. Okay, so we have a proposal and a seconder for objection. All those in favour? Okay, so that is rejected, and that'll be on the grounds of being overbearing
and
development.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Oh, how exciting.
And is that also a respective amenity provision as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the fact, yeah, that's true. The fact that might be a consideration as well. Okay, so we now move to town. Planning application 23-1776 full. We've seen this property before, haven't we? 16 Windsor Square, removal of the garden wall to the rear garden with a new gate and restoration of steps to the rear door. So this is a resubmission following the previously refused application. The removal of the wall has been reduced to one bay rather than two. Highways and conservation have been consulted but not yet commented. There's been one letter of support by way of representation, and that suggested that the residence parking scheme isn't working, so any kind of off-street parking is a good thing, which isn't really a consideration for us here. This pertains to Exmouth neighbourhood plan, and there's also a listed building consent because the wall is part of a listed building. So this pertains to EB1, which says development proposal should seek to conserve heritage assets, including traditional shop frontages and historic street furniture. So bearing in mind that the conservation officer has been consulted but not yet commented, obviously I think we need to be mindful of their views, but as it stands, I think when we discussed this before, the principle of knocking down part of a really old wall as part of a heritage asset, the principle was the thing that we disagreed with. It wasn't how much of it we were getting rid of, or they wanted to get rid of, it was just the fact that they were doing it. And just by making that amount they're going to knock down smaller, I don't think that's necessarily changed. So I'm happy to wait for the, I'm happy for the conservation officer to overrule me, but at this point I would still object to the idea of this. So knocking a bit of a wall down to create access to two parking spaces at the back of the property. So I would like to register an objection to this. Does anybody else have a comment? comment. Councillor Tim Dunbar.
I will second that proposal of rejection.
Thank you very much. So that will be for application and also the list of building consent, which is application 23-1777 LBC. We've got all those together. So if we register an objection and the conservation officer comes back, then fair enough.
The refusal went to appeal and the inspector upheld the refusal.
Yeah.
So I think that's quite strong.
It's quite safe.
Quite a strong.
So if I'm proposing a seconder for objection, all those in favour. Thank you very much, everyone. So planning application 23-2076-4, 38 Woodville Road, demolition of a single storey rear extension, construction of a new single and part two storey rear extension, loft conversion with rear dormer. No representations or comments from statutory consultees. This is excellent neighbourhood plan policy EB2. If anybody realises their phone's going off in here. Okay, fair play. Having looked at the plans, it doesn't seem to actually extend the footprint of the buildings. I guess it's fairly, there's not a huge amount of space around these properties, but it doesn't appear to extend the footprint of the property. I don't have a problem with it necessarily. I think it's acceptable. Does anybody else have any comments on the rear of 38 Woodville Road? Would anybody like to have a face, Ted? We really need a second town personally, don't we? Councillor Tim Dunbar.
Yes, okay. Well, I think it's just about far enough away from me. It's eight doors down from me, but to not have an interest in it. But as far as I can see, there's no problem with it at all. So I would second your no objection.
Thank you very much. Yes, I forgot we did Woodville Road. So proposing a seconder for no objection, all those in favour. Thank you very much. Well, we will now move to the one in urgent business. Planning application 23-21564, 86A Exeter Road. The applicant is Mr. and Mrs. Daniel Megan Sampson and Ford. I think that's two people. The application is to extend the existing building to form two additional self-contained flats, as well as to extend the ground floor to make good the existing rear extensions of the yard. Highways have been consulted but not yet commented, no representations, and this is excellent neighbourhood plan policy EB2. Now, bearing in mind I read this at 4:30 this evening on train on the way home. It is very close to existing properties at the rear. However, they have all received that a lot of those have been extended up to the back of this property. So I don't think necessarily the fact that they want to do the same is a bad thing. I really don't know what to say about this because I did come to a view, but it's quite a big planning application.
I'm sorry, Jane.
No, not a problem at all, I'm still having this issue, if I said it last week, I'm sure. I think at this stage I don't have an issue with it. I couldn't really see anything. No, I don't have an issue with it. I guess, and nobody else will have seen it, will they? Did you send it to everybody, that application?
No, just did you.
Councillor Tim Dunbar.
Can I just ask a question? I think it's one of the ones up behind Maury's, just round the...
It is, it is the, exactly that
on
one.
Belvedere
yeah.
Road.
Yeah, it is exactly that one.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know what the application consists
yeah,
of.
Would
so
it be okay?
Do you want to
me
to bring
this?
It up on the screen?
are we able to do this via email afterwards? So, when's the...
When's the date?
It's the 10th, so that's Friday as well. And maybe to, would everybody be happy if me and Tim had a look at this and came to look at you, rather than you having to look at it? I mean, you're more than welcome to.
You want to defer to Ward.
All right, Mike. I know you want to go.
I was just curious as to why there's a 10-page ecological impact assessment.
I think you'd moan if there wasn't one at all, though, wouldn't you? So, I'm not you personally, but you know, quite
but I mean,
you would.
For this sort of application, it seems a bit.
Well, I mean, I guess it means
a bit random to me.
I guess it means they're being thorough. I mean, they are fairly old buildings, so you know, you may have things living in them. Bats.
We don't normally get.
It's always bats, Mike. Quite high up. Yeah. Dark. I mean, that's we're able to do that, aren't we?
There aren't any bats there.
Yeah, it,
I mean, it doesn't mean 10 pages to say there are no bats and no birds there, is it really?
Maybe there are.
And that's how much it costs.
Would anybody have any objections if we did that? Because it's a reasonable size plan application, and you haven't had a chance, and only I've seen it, so I wouldn't feel right going forward with just myself. Any objections? No. Okay. So we'll just run looking. And email. Okay, so Tim, I will need to hand over to you for this one. I will come back because I'm going to speak about the
next
67 Beacon Street. Come and get me in there.
Yeah, we'll come out.
Yeah. I have an interest in it. Hold on. Leave me on the glasses when I come to things.
It's just to say this is Tim Dunfer introducing this as Vice Chair, as Councillor Joe Wibley has a close personal interest in the next application. This planning application is in Town Ward, it's number 23/2278/4 and it's at 67 Victon Street. The proposal is conversion of a loft and construction of rear dormer. And people will remember that we discussed a previous application, which was, as it says here, this application is a resubmission following a previously refused application. The dormer has been reduced in size and scale from what was previously submitted. Comments from statutory consultees, both County Highways and Conservation, have been consulted but not yet commented. This part of Bicton Street, of course, is in a conservation area. There are no views there is a view currently from a representation. I think there's one objector to it, actually, from what I saw this afternoon.
Okay.
The excellent neighbourhood plan policies are EB1 and EB2. Now, in the absence of any town board members in this room at the present time, I'll just mention what I feel. I've looked through the plans carefully. Last time, the objectors and the people who were in favour of this development were very, very evenly split in Bicton Street. And I, in fact, visited the property last time. We said no objection last time, and I'm quite comfortable with the idea of recommending no objection this time, particularly in the light of the fact that the dormer window has been made rather smaller, even though in fact the same objector has said it, he still doesn't like it. But there we are. I'm going to propose no objection.
So last time the proposal was subject to the conservation officer?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, would you like the same?
Subject to the conservation officer's comments, of course. And any comments from highways as well. Thank you. So have I seconded it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Councillor Woodward, Councillor Andrew Woodward seconding. So can we have support for that, please? Any objections?
I'm abstaining, please.
Abstain and one abstention. Thank you very much. I'll come and get the chair. No objection. Okay. Get subject to conservation.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tim. So that concludes, I think, the planning applications because we've got nine weeks over what we can. Another items. We have items of information. We have appeal notification, appeal quite an area, and this is for the retention of a replacement shed, so I'm assuming this is retrospective. So appealers, but this is on Monday's Farm, West Down Lane. An appeal has been made to the Secretary of State against the decision of the East End District Council to refuse planning permission for the above proposed developments. And there is an inquiry notification. The appeal is by Churchill Retirement Living for the Jewson site, so the redevelopment for 54 retirement living apartments and 6 retirement living cottages, including communal facilities, access, car parking and landscaping. So an inquiry will be held on Tuesday the 14th of November at 10 a.m. to decide the appeal. I am registered to speak, according to Bob E7. I will be speaking. We objected to it. Councillors at E7 objected to it. The town has widely objected to it in terms of their messages to me and to you, I assume. Certainly social media has objected to it. The number of retired people who says the town doesn't need it has surprised me. I've genuinely not heard of a single person who says it's a good idea. And some of us have been accused of being ageist, haven't we? for suggesting that we don't need more retirement properties. So I will be expressing the views of me and the town council and the town, I think. If anybody has anything it's really difficult because I suspect we'll get to the thing. I'll start to speak and I'll say this is not new information, but I will be fairly firm and say, I don't really mind, I don't really care. I just want the views of the town to be put across. There are one or two little things within the neighbourhood plan which go against this. Just little things. So if anybody has anything they'd like me to say or anything that that they think may be useful,
one of the things we raised when Lee MacArthur Stone went to appeal was the evidence of need, because certainly there's an awful lot of empty, age-restricted retirement living apartments listed on Zoopla.
It's my plan the night before to go on Rightmove.
It was 67 when the MacArthur Stone.
There's something similar now. There's something similar now.
What they pushed back on with the MacArthur Stone appeal was that it was satisfying the policy in the neighbourhood plan that we say you need more 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. And of course, we're doing a housing needs assessment at the moment to ascertain what sort of 1- and 2-bedroom. Is it starter homes or is it actually age restricted?
Starter homes.
And the policy was aimed at providing starter homes. It wasn't aimed at providing age restricted. And if you read the supporting information on that chapter,
it's quite
clear, but unfortunately the policy isn't worded tightly enough for us to hold them to account. So I will
definitely mention that, and I'll be honest, I'll say that, but you know, also that we're, you know, look at that supporting. But yeah, and I think, and I will look at the look at Rightmove the night before, find out how many retirement properties there are and how many 1- and 2-bedroom houses there are. And if anybody has anything else they'd like to say, or any other considerations or thoughts or actual planning considerations, can you just email me? That would be great. You're welcome to tune in, I believe. Welcome to speak if you want, if anybody wishes to speak.
Are you attending for the whole day? Do you know how long it's going to last for?
There is a plan for it. I think they're hearing evidence in the morning, and it is evidence. It doesn't seem quite as scary and as intimidating as was initially suggested.
Right.
So I think it's, and I'm registered to speak, which was a big worry, wasn't it? Because we were thinking we would have to employ lawyers to get, you know, to get somebody that took some point about
it. Kind of like it,
doesn't it? I would be cross-examining people, I wouldn't be. So I think in the morning it's the hearing evidence, in the afternoon there, you know, there's a more formal debate. I'll forward you the email from Bob if you haven't got that timetable. So yeah, please email me. And if it, yeah, that's cool. Planning decisions, we got them all right. We did good. Okay, so I think that's it. Do you have anything to say? Okay, thank you very much, everyone.